Welcome back to the Honeycutt Awards podcast. This is your host, Emma, speaking. And today we will be continuing our read through of John. We will be going through John chapter 3. And if you guys don't know what this whole John series is about, we are reading through the Gospel of John. It's super simple, super easy. It's for people who want to really just get God's word more daily in their lives. If they are busy and they just need that boost, because spiritual boosts really just boost everything else, this is a great resource for you guys to be able to listen to on the go. I always will encourage you guys to get in the word firsthand, because that is where we receive the bread of life. You know, that's so important, is God's words are the bread of life, and Jesus is the bread of life, and that's what sustains us. And so that is very important to do that by yourself and your alone time. Once again, if you want to just listen to this like during your busy day, or you want to follow along in your own Bible, do whatever. I will encourage you, for those who are able to read their Bibles themselves as they're listening along, or they have a moment of spare time, if you're able to get a pen and paper or a journal and a pen and be able to write things down, because at the end of this episode, we will be going through a short reflection time. And journaling is an amazing way to reflect on whatever we have been thinking or feeling, especially when it comes to God's word. It is so very important that we are able to reflect on what we have taken in, because then we are being there. That is a sturdy foundation for being built up. And the reflection time that I just said is super, super easy, super simple. We're going to be using the SOAP method, S-O-A-P, S for scripture, O for observation, A for application, and P for prayer. Super simple. I use it when I journal and I try to have that alone time with the Lord. That's the method I try to use. I don't always use that. Sometimes I just kind of wing it and just go based off of what I feel like the Lord's telling me to do that day, or just what I do that day. So without further ado, let's start chapter 3 of John. You must be born again. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these things that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I say that to you. You must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered him, Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things, and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descends from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe in him is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out by God. John the Baptist exalts Christ. After this, Jesus and his disciples went to the Judean countryside, and he remained there with them and was baptizing. John also was baptized at Aenon, near Salim, because water was plentiful there, and people were coming and being baptized, for John had not been put in prison. Now a discussion arose between some of John's disciples and a Jew over purification. And they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you bore witness, look, he is baptizing, and all are going to him. John answered, A person cannot receive even one thing unless it is given him from heaven. You yourselves bear witness me, that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. And the one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is now complete. He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth belongs to the earth and speaks in an earthly way. And that concludes chapter 3 of the Gospel of John. Once again, like how I said, this is super simple. It is a great way to be able to get into God's Word, especially during super busy days where we don't have a lot of time to sit down. I will always encourage you guys, once again, if your workday starts, get up earlier than you have to, even if you're just spending 10 minutes in His Word and in prayer, and same for after work, when you're coming home and you're just wanting to relax, same thing. Even if it's just 10 minutes in prayer and 10 minutes in God's Word, it's so important that you are diving into that, because that really is what builds that foundation to grow in a really resilient relationship with the Lord. So now we are going to go ahead and move into our reflection time. You can grab pen and paper, a journal, or you can just simply reflect in a quiet space, whatever works for you. Obviously, if you're on the go, maybe have some headphones in. If you're in the car, that's great too. Just a space just between you and the Lord. So we're going to start with S, which is scripture. And basically what we're going to be doing is you're going to write down a scripture or think of a scripture that we had read in there that stood out to you. You're going to write it down and you're going to ask yourself maybe why did this stand out? Is there something that the Lord is trying to tell you, trying to teach you, maybe correct you on? What is he telling his disciples? You know, and really just get into it. And why do you think, like, ask him, why are you bringing this to my attention? And if there isn't anything that you feel like is being brought to your attention, then just simply pick a verse, because every single part of God's Word is completely useful, especially for learning and for, once again, growing in that relationship. So just pick a verse, and then I'm going to play a little bit of music. Obviously, the music isn't really long enough to be able to have really good reflection for this. It's just a time that you guys can, you know, it lets you know, like, hey, the music's playing. You guys can pause it and take however much time you need between you and the Lord. So the music's going to play. You're going to pause it. And then you're going to reflect on that scripture. Now we are on the second part of our reflection time, which is O, and that stands for observation. So now we are going to take this verse and we are going to observe, you know, what the Lord is really trying to tell us in this. So we've written down a verse and we're kind of already thinking about it. You know, what is the Lord maybe trying to say? Now really just dissect this verse if you have to. Really just look at it, repeat it over in your head, ask the Lord, really observe whatever you can about this verse and write it down. You know, whatever it is, you know, what is God trying to say to you? What is he trying to say to your circumstances? What is he trying to say to your thought patterns, your heart, your relational, financial life? What is he trying to say to his disciples? You know, what were the disciples experiencing? I mean, really, whatever it is that you are observing at this moment, go ahead and write it down or just think about it. And now we are on the third part, and that is A, application. So now that you have written down your scripture and your observation over that scripture, you're going to write down or think of how you can apply this scripture to your life. It is very important that we realize that the Old Testament and the New Testament is completely not only available to us, its word, God's word in itself, is useful in all parts of our lives, from Old Testament to New Testament, God's word is good. And so just in this time, you're going to be writing down or once again thinking of how can this verse apply to your life? Is God trying to correct you or remind you of something? Is he just trying to really build a good foundation? I mean, really, is there conviction here, or is there whoa here? Like, that is so crazy. Like, whatever it is, write it down, think about it. How can you use this verse and apply it to your life? Now we are at the fourth and the final part of our reflection time, and that is P, prayer. This one's kind of straightforward just based off of the name. You are going to really just get that one-on-one time with the Lord and really pray. You know, pray about what you read, or is there something going on in your life? Really just take time to connect with the Father of the universe who uniquely and intricately created you for a time such as this, so that he could work through you and bring people out of darkness and into light. Take your time, you know, talk to him, be vulnerable with him, and make sure that you are listening to him as well. And that is all for this week's episode. Thank you guys once again for joining us. The next episode is going to be going through John chapter 4. And once again, it's just going to be the same thing. Down below this episode on Spotify, if you're listening from Spotify, you will see a question. And every week, there's going to be a new question that you guys can answer. And if you guys answer these, I will try to get to answering or reading these questions and the answers on the podcast. This is just a good way for us to be able to connect as a community, even though it's a little bit different. So, scroll down and you'll see a question. Answer it to the best of your ability, or if you feel comfortable answering it. So, thank you so much for joining me for this episode. I'm just going to close this out in prayer. Father, I thank you for the souls that were listening to this, Father. I pray that you would just soften their hearts, that you would tune their ears and remove the scales from their eyes so that they may see, hear, and know you for who you truly are, Father. Lord, that you would just place them in the perfect circumstances, Jesus, that you would just give them heavenly appointments, Father, and that they would show up to those appointments, Lord, that they would be vulnerable with you in every possible way and learn to find their identity in you and you alone, Lord. I just thank you for every person that listened to this, and I pray just peace, and that they would learn to step into your peace and just blessings over them. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.